Christmas is really one of those times where it's like the whole world has joined the party for a couple of days, isn't it? We all get it. You know, this lovely story. We can understand it, you know, it's, especially in these times of refugees and stuff. You can see, you know, they had to run away and there was oppression and the babe was born, poverty and blah, blah, blah. An amazing story, and of course it gives all, you know, all the gifts and everything. Thanks. I got 2 pints. Excellent. I may have to excuse myself halfway through this talk. Okay, so you've got all that. In other words, that very material stuff is going on. But when you sing a song like that, it makes you realize that there is another world. And as Christians, we're always living, we're living on the threshold between two worlds. We're in this world until the Lord calls us out, calls us home, comes again, whatever. But we're citizens, by faith, through Christ, we're citizens of heaven, which is a bit of a crazy, crazy thing. At the carol service, I was talking about this amazing thing that the baby there is the Lord of creation. And it's a bit mind-blowing. It is like that bit in The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe where Lucy goes into the wardrobe and she's in another world and the wardrobe is that sort of... And how would your head cope with that? I know it's a story, people, but it's a lovely picture. You know, that thing of being another world. But that's what you are if you've believed in Christ. You're citizens of another place and you have a time here. Right, that's just for the adults to think about. What I would like to do this morning... Actually, I'm just really glad to be here today. I know that sounds like a really corny thing. I'd love to be in Cardiff for this gig. But I am very glad to be here today because I missed last year because I had a really nasty chest infection stuff and Gerwyn stepped in. And I was doing really well this year. And I was great on Wednesday, did loads of walking out. I was giving out stuff to the shops around here and just working on the relationships there. And had a great day. And I got home and I just felt, oh, my chest and my throat. And really, really heavy cold, really chest stuff and everything. And all day yesterday was a bit of a disaster zone. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to make it. And here I am. Hallelujah. So I am, hence all the water. Pardon me. But I'm going to need help to tell this story. I'm going to need help from the young and the young at heart. So what I would really like, if all the young people or anybody wants to come down here, because there's a few responses in this story which I'm going to need help with. That'll be now. Do you want to come down now, kids? This is for you. The adults can just, you know, do whatever. They can ponder on that thing about being a citizen of heaven. They can think about the gifts they wish they had. Think about the sales they want to go to give, the gifts they want. Oh, fantastic. Hiya, guys. Welcome. Now, today, I'm actually going to tell you a story that's not in the Bible. It's quite unusual, but it's a really good story. And it's the story of King Wenceslas. How many of you recognize the name King Wenceslas? Well done. What do you know about King Wenceslas?
No.
But you've heard of it. That gets the point. Right. Well, we actually do a song, which we're not going to do, because it's not really a worship song, but it's a great story. So I'm going to tell you the story of King Wenceslas. But I need your help because when I say, yes, thank you, Edmund. When I say that's king, three words, I want you to do some actions and stuff. And the words are food, wine, and logs. Now, for the adults, for those of you with poor television tastes, this may be reminiscent of a certain program about Irish priests. That's why I'm not saying drink, because that'll just get you going off on that whole thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's probably fine. You're probably best to have missed that, but it's one of my favorite programs. Anyway, food, wine, and logs are the three words. So when I say food, I want you to go, what would you do if I say food? What would you think would be a good, yeah. What about a noise? Do you think there's a noise you could make? Or you could say gobble, gobble, like a turkey. But when I say the word food, so listen out for food. What are you going to do when I say food? You all doing this? Gobble, gobble, gobble. Right. What about when I say wine? What do you think you should do? Wine. Oh, very good. A nice noisy slurp there. You could say a toast. You could say, Merry Christmas to you. Look, look, look. Merry Christmas to you. Well, yeah, thank you very much. All right? Just do that when I say wine, all right? And then pine logs. Yeah, none of us saw that coming, did we? Pine logs. What do you do? These are logs you burn on the fire. All right, yeah, put them on a fire. Yeah, fire, roaring. Okay. Okay. Ah, you're all still here. Good, excellent. Let's see how this goes. Let me just drink some of this. Oh, I should have done that, shouldn't I? Merry Christmas. Right. It was the day after Christmas, called St. Stephen's Day. And Wenceslas, the king of Bohemia, didn't know that, was looking out through his palace window. A fire blazed behind him in the grate, and his big belly was full. His heart was bursting because he loved Christmas so much. And as he looked out of the window, he saw something out in the snowy fields. It might have been a wild animal or a dog or something. He couldn't make out. But as he looked closer, he realized that it was a man. But he still couldn't make out who he was. So he called for one of his servants, called them pages. Called pages. He says, come here, servant. Come here, page. Who is that? He looks out the window as he pointed towards the man. The page peered out through the snow. Oh, it's just an old peasant. Don't need to worry about that, Your Majesty. You've got everything in here. It's just some old peasant trying to find some, I don't know, food or something. He shouted, I think it's Vladimir. Yeah, I think it's Vladimir. He's probably looking for firewood. Logs. Okay, it was just a practice. Good. The king studied the man and all the horrible weather that was blowing down, all the snow and everything. And then he thought of all the riches that he had, everything that was in the castle. He had so much. Where does Vladimir live? He said to the page. Oh, far from here, king. Far, at the foot of the mountain. Why do you ask? Because we are going to help him, said the king, slapping the little page on the back. Bring me food. Bring me wine. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. No, 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 no. Bring me pine logs. I got a great front row here. I got a great, I'm working the front row here. You paid for the best ticket, so you get the best show. Right. The king commanded all those things be brought. We're going to follow him home. But your guests, there's a big party in you. There's all these people have come to see you, Your Majesty. The Christmas celebrations. The Christmas is going on. How can I celebrate, the king said, when that poor man cannot even keep warm? Food! Wine! Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Logs! He commanded that again, and he said it so firmly, the page dared not say anything else. So he went and got it, the things that we won't do again. Off through the snow they trudged. Can you imagine? They go out through the big door, and it's freezing, and it's really Christmassy. Not like here when it's rain, sort of melted snow. He's going through the snow. Oh, my gosh, it's really hard, and it's a long way. And off they trudge, king and page, side by side, their arms filled with all their carry and all their gifts. And the wind is howling around them, and the snow is tumbling down, and the peasant's house is a long, long way off. Oh, and soon the page starts to get tired, because the king is strutting ahead, and he's walking on. He's a big king, and he's doing what kings do. And the page is going, oh, I'm so tired, it's a long way. Oh, whose idea was this? I think I went into a bit of Eddie, is it? Your Majesty, he shouted through the wind. Your Majesty, I don't think I can go any further. I'm very tired and my feet are so cold I can hardly feel them. King Wenceslas stopped to think. He was a king, he was a very caring man. He wanted to help the poor peasant, Vladimir, But it wasn't worth risking the life of his young page. He didn't want to hurt him. He was about to send him back home when he had a great idea. "Walk behind me, boy, and put your feet in my footprints. Let's see if that is any help." So, imagine now the snow is very deep, right? So it's like this. And when you go like that, you're making big footsteps in the snow, yeah? And the page is coming through behind, he's making his own steps. So the king said, "Well, I'll make the big steps. I'll go ahead and you just step where I've stepped." We've all got that now? He's stepping. So it's a lot easier. Do you see what he's done? He's a lot easier. So, meanwhile, "Put your feet in my footprints and let's see if that's any help." So that is what they did. And when the page put his feet in his master's footprints, in those big, where his big boots had been in the snow, it seemed to him as if the ground underneath was warm, warmed by the steps of the king. And it was easy to walk in the snow now. So they made really good time. And in no time at all, they were at the peasant's house. Old Vladimir couldn't believe it when the king appeared. "The king has come to my door. The king, I've got nothing. I was out this morning trying to get some scraps of wood to buy. The king is at my door." And he was even more shocked when the king laid all the gifts before him. And he bellowed, "Food!" It's still that talk. "Wine! Logs! And a Merry Christmas!" And the story of King Wenceslas and his winter walk soon spread round and about. Maybe the page told everybody. And many years later, it was turned into a song that they never sing at Woodville Baptist. Because it's that song. Anyway, yeah, it's not worshiping the king. So, okay, now, the thing to remember, I think, about this story is that this king, he had everything nice there, but he was able to remember the person that didn't have much. He was able to look at, and he, even when people were saying, "Don't worry about it, don't worry about it." So I think sometime over this Christmas, it's worth thinking about this and thinking, I wonder if I can be kind to someone who maybe hasn't got something, or I can show a bit of kindness. And something for the adults to think about. The footsteps picture, I think, is really powerful. Leadership. And we're all called to lead in different ways, because we're all in situations where it will take you showing leadership to go into a new situation. And you have to get the courage and be moved and see what's, you know, the potential and step out, because leaders have to make the footprints for others to follow. That is what Wenceslas did. In an act of kindness, he enabled another person to join him in that act of kindness. And that example is what I want to stick with us today. So maybe there's an opportunity over the holiday to maybe take some steps, you know, to a neighbor or to someone, or to, just to help in some way. You ask the Lord will guide. And that's why I really felt, although it's not a Bible story, it's a great story and it's got a fantastic message. And it was also one of the ones where I liked all the response stuff. So thank you very much. Can I have a round of applause for my helpers here? Thank you very, very much for your enthusiastic stories. They're great, aren't they? Right, okay, that's done. What should we do now? Should I pass back to you? Should I pray? I'll pray. Let's pray. I'm paid to do that as a pastor, so let's pray. Father God, you're so good, Lord. You're so good. You're so good, Father. We just thank you for your goodness. All the goodness that you give us, Father God. Father, we ask that you would give us grateful hearts, Lord. Lord, we know we're in these times when we can see so much on telly that other people have got that we haven't got, we can get a bit jealous and a bit small-minded and narrow-minded and not realize how much we've got, Father. Please, rather, Lord, help us to see those who've not got much and to be grateful and to look for ways to share, Lord. Father, we want to see you move among us as individuals, as families, as a church. And we ask you, Father, to soften our hearts to those around us, Lord. And over this holiday especially, and on into this new year, that you would speak to us. You would speak to us, Holy Spirit, about opportunities to show kindness. And help us, Lord, to be obedient. We know we got the choice, Lord, but help us to see the opportunity and to step out like that king did, to step out into maybe a new place. And we give you all the glory and praise, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.